AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Flags are at half staff at the White House, the Capitol, and other federal buildings around the country in honor of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at 94. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was President Reagan's national security advisor late in his second term, tells CBS This Morning she protected her husband.
But her toughness always related to taking care of her man, her Ronnie, and it touched us all deeply.
The Supreme Court says the Alabama State Supreme Court went too far when it rejected a lesbian mother's adoption of her partner's children. Court also reversed a 2002 murder conviction of a Louisiana death row inmate, ruling prosecutors failed to disclose evidence that could have helped his defense. Sparks fly in the latest debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Sanders attacked over Clinton's support of NAFTA and other deals, which he said have decimated manufacturing.
Disastrous trade agreements written by corporate America.
But she hit back over his vote against cash to save the auto industry.
If everybody had voted the way he did, I believe the auto industry would have collapsed.
As Sanders noted, automakers' money came from the Wall Street bailout that he could never accept. The two bickered and interrupted each other. Still, Democrats were pleased to note the clashes aired on CNN were nothing like the insult-filled shouting match that was Thursday's GOP debate. Mark Smith at the Democratic debate, Flint, Michigan.
Strong thunderstorms knocked out power for about an hour at the Los Angeles airport. Storm system brought nearly 3 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevada mountains and heavy rain. National Weather Service specialist Stuart Cito says high winds also caused trouble.
Trees down, power lines down, things like that, where the weakened area, the weakened trees, got blown over.
Some San Francisco Bay Area roads were under more than a foot of water this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50. This is AP Radio News. Jury deliberations today in Aaron Andrews' $75 million lawsuit against Marriott and the company's former Nashville hotel franchisee. Sportscaster and co-host of Dancing with the Stars says the two companies were at least partially responsible for a stalker who altered hotel room peepholes to take nude videos of Andrews and then posting them online. Opening statements today in a privacy lawsuit filed by pro wrestler Hulk Hogan against Gawker.
Hulk Hogan is suing Gawker for $100 million for publishing a sex tape of him with the wife of his then best friend. The jury will determine if Gawker violated Hogan's right to privacy when it published that sex tape. Gawker says it's about freedom of the press because Hogan had talked openly about his sex life before. Hogan says the video was made without his knowledge by the woman's husband at the time and is an invasion of his privacy. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.